tri četvrtine gospodinove energije nalazi se izvan materijalnog sveta i posebno je namenjen za one koji se nikad neće ponovo roditi. Ostali koji su vezani za porodični život i koji ne slede strogo zavet celibata moraju da žive unutar tri materijalna sveta. Smisao. U ovom posebnom stihu Šrimad Bhagavatama se naročito naglašava sistem Varnašama Dharme ili Sanatana Dharme. Najveća dobrobit koja može da se podari ljudskom biću je naučiti ga kako da se odvoji od polnog života, naročito zato što se zbog upuštanja u polni život uslovljeni materijalni život nastavlja rođenje za rođenjem.
Rođenje za rođenje.
Ljudska civilizacija u kojoj ne postoji kontrola polnog života je nižeg reda, jer u takvoj atmosferi ne postoji mogućnost da se duša oslobodi od kaveza materijalnog tela. Rođenje, smrt, starost i bolest su vezani za materijalno telo i nemaju nikakve veze sa duhovnom dušom. Međutim, sve dok se podstiče vezanost za čulno uživanje, osobena duša je prisiljena da nastavi sa ponovnim rođenjem i smrću usled svog materijalnog tela koje se poredi sa odećom koja je podložna zakonu propadanja. Da bi podario najvišu dobrobit ljudskog života, sistem Varnašama nas uči da usvojimo zakon celibata koji otpočinje od reda Brahmacharya. Život Brahmacharya je namenjen za učenike koji uče da strogo poštuju zavet celibata. Mladići koji nemaju nikakvog znanja o polnom životu lako mogu da slede zavet celibata, a kada jedanput postanu slede načela takvog načina života, vrlo lako mogu da nastave do najvišeg stupnja savršenstva i dostignu carstvo koje predstavlja tri četvrtine gospodinove energije. Već je objašnjeno da u univerzumu koji predstavlja tri četvrtine gospodinove energije ne postoji ni smrt ni strah i sve je ispunjeno životom sreće, blaženstva i znanja. Domaćin porodice koji je vezan za porodični život lako može da se odrekne takvog polnog uživanja ako je jednom naučio da se pridržava pravila života Brahmacharya. Domaćinu porodice se preporučuje da napusti dom kada napuni 50 godina života. Panča Shaurdvam Hanam Vrađet i živi u šumi. Kada se potpuno odvoje od osjećaja vezanosti za porodicu, može da prihvati red odricanja kao sanjasi koji je potpuno zaokupljen služenjem gospodina. Vid religioznih načela koji uči sledbenike da poštuju zavet celibata je povoljan za ljudsko biće, jer samo oni koji su to naučili mogu da okončaju svoj bedan život u materijalnom svetu. Principi nirvane, kao što ih je preporučio gospodin Buda, su isto tako namenjeni da bismo okončali bedan život u materijalnom svetu. Ovaj proces se do najviše mere preporučuje ovdje u Šrimad Bhagavatamu i pruža se jasna predstava o najvišem savršenstvu, iako u osnovi ne postoji razlika između procesa koji slede budisti, sledbenici Šankare i Vaišnave. Nijedan od ovih procesa ne dozvoljava sledbeniku da prekrši zavet celibata ako želi da se unapredi na najviši položaj savršenstva, naime da se oslobodi od rođenja i smrti, nespokojstva i strahovanja. Domaćini porodice i oni koji su svojevoljno prekinuli zavet celibata ne mogu da uđu u carstvo besmrtnosti. Pobožni domaćini porodice i pali jogiji ili pali transcendentalisti mogu da se unaprede na najviše planete u materijalnom svetu koji predstavlja jednu četvrtinu gospodinove energije, ali neće moći da uđu u carstvo besmrtnosti. A brihad vrate su oni koji su prekršili zavet celibata. Vanaprasthe ili oni koji su se povukli iz porodičnog života, sanjasi ili oni koji su u redu odricanja, ne mogu da prekrše zavet celibata ako žele da uspeju u procesu. Brahmachari, vanaprasthe i sanjasi ne namjeravaju da se ponovo rode, a prađa. Niti su namenjeni da se potajno upuštaju u polni život. Ovakav pad transcendentaliste može da se nadoknadi kada dobije mogućnost da se ponovo rodi u dobroj porodici učenih brahmana ili bogatih trgovaca da bi se još jednom uzvisio, ali je najbolje da dostignemo najviše savršenstvo besmrtnosti čim dostignemo ljudski oblik života. Inače, čitava svrha ljudskog života će potpuno propasti. Gospodin Čejtanja je strogo savjetovao svojim sledbenicima da poštuju celibat. Nemilosrdno je kaznio jednog od svojih ličnih slugu, Čota Haridasa, jer nije mogao da poštuje zavet celibata. Prema tome, za transcendentalistu koji uopšte želi da se unapredi u carstvo koje je izvan materijalnih nevolja i beda, Svojvoljno upuštanje u polni život je gore nego u samoubistvo, pogotovo u redu odricanja. Polno uživanje u redu odricanja je najrazvratniji vid religioznog života i takva pala duša može da se spasi samo ako pukim slučajem sretne čistog baktu.
Nama Om Vishnu Padayo Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Asadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Padastrayo Vahishchasana Prajanam Yashrama Antas Trilokyas Paparo Grihamedho Brihatvrata. Translation. The spiritual world, which consists of 3/4 of the Lord's energy, is situated beyond this material world, and this is especially meant for those who will never be reborn. Others who are attached to family life and who do not strictly follow celibacy vows must live within the 3 material worlds.
Duhovni svet, koji predstavlja 3/4 gospodine energije, nalazi se izvan materijalnog sveta i posebno je namenjen za one koji se nikad neće ponovo roditi. Ostali, koji su vezani za porodični život i koji ne slede strogo zavet celibata, moraju da žive unutar 3 materijalna sveta.
Because this verse is a possible breeding ground of fanatism, I want to clarify the framework in which I'm speaking.
Zato što je ovaj stih da ne bio uzrok suviše velikog fanatizma, ja moram dati okvir onome o čemu govorim.
This verse and especially and the prophet is not intended to put a disclaimer, or in easy English, to belittle the value of the Grihastha ashram.
Ovaj stih i ovaj komentar nisu namenjeni zato da bi smanjili vrednost Grihastha ashrama.
But it strongly warns us against what is in Sanskrit called Griha Medhaha, attachment to family life which is based on sexuality.
Ali nas strogo upozoravaju na ono što se na sanskritu naziva griha meda, odnosno vezanosti bazirane na seksualnosti.
This verse gives us a very interesting reason for observing brahmacharya.
I ovaj stih nam daje vrlo interesantan razlog zašto bismo se pridržavali brahmacharya.
Or the law of celibacy.
Ili zakona celibata.
It says, if you want to return to the spiritual world, then and if you do not want to be reborn again in this miserable material world, you must follow celibacy.
I rečeno, ukoliko želite da se vratite u duhovni svet, da ne morate ponovo da se rodite ovdje u mizernom svetu, morate slediti zavet celibata.
either as a grihasta or well, either as a brahmachari, or we can add as a grihasta.
Ili kao brahmachari ili možemo dodati kao grihasta.
Let us analyze why this is so.
Hajde da analiziramo zašto je to tako.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna describes that there is an all-devouring enemy in this world.
I u Bhagavad Gita Krishna opisuje da postoji sve prožirući neprijatelj ovog sveta.
He's practically devastating everyone.
I on praktično uništava svakoga.
His name is lust.
I njegovo ime je požuda.
In the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes that this lust is a gate to hell.
I u 16. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita Krishna objašnjava da ova požuda predstavlja kapiju koja vodi u pakao.
This lust is like a thief which can destroy your whole spiritual life.
I ta požuda je poput lopova koji uništava čitav vaš duhovni život.
He comes in order to really destroy you, he goes through also three gates in your consciousness.
I on dolazi da bi vas potpuno uništio i prolazi kroz tri kapije do vaše svesnosti.
The first gate he easily conquers.
I prvu kapiju on vrlo lako pokorava.
It's called the imagination.
I to se naziva maštanje, imaginacija.
Even brahmacharis who are long time a brahmachari, all of a sudden they see, oh, Mr. Lust has conquered this gate, the imagination.
I čak i brahmačari koji duže praktikuju proces brahmačarije mogu povremeno primetiti da je taj neprijatelj lagano pokorio tu kapiju maštanja i imaginacije.
They see a beautiful woman and they all of a sudden involuntarily imagine a situation which is not conducive to brahmachari life.
Na primjer, oni vide neku lepu ženu i onda u trenutku mogu zamisliti neku situaciju koja nije jako povoljna za brahmačari život.
Oh, I have heard from also brahmacharinis, good brahmacharinis, that they see a strong smelling muskatsky and then they become the imagination becomes active in a way which is embarrassing even.
I ili na primjer isto tako brahmačarini koji vide nekog snažnog muškarca isto snažnog mirisa i onda isto tako njihova moć imaginacije počinje da funkcioniše na način koji je čak stidljiv, da se stidi.
If you don't stop lust journey at the gate of imagination, it will come deeper into you.
I ukoliko požudu ne zaustavimo na toj prvoj kapi imaginacije, onda ona ulazi dublje.
It will conquer the gate of your emotions.
I onda ona pokorava kapiju vaših emocija.
And you feel the impulse, it would be certainly something of great interest to engage in lusty activities.
I onda vi počinjete osjećati impuls, nagon, sigurno bi bilo jako zanimljivo angažovati se u tim poželjnim aktivnostima.
If at that moment your alarm clocks are not on, you know, really, he will conquer the third gate.
I ukoliko u tom trenutku vaš alarmni časov nije potpuno uključen, onda on će požuda će pokoriti treću kapiju.
Your senses,
vaša čula.
In your body there will be reactions, either subtle or groovy reactions.
I u vašem telu će doći do reakcija bilo na suptilnom nivou, bilo u grubom nivou.
And then, it's very difficult, and then spiritual life, then your mind really gets disturbed.
I onda vaš um postaje zaista uznemiren.
See, sex life or lusty activities is however not, it is something which goes on very subtly.
i seksualni život i požna aktivnost, to je nešto što se odvija jako suptilno.
Because of previous what is called sanskaras or impressions in the citta.
Zbog prethodnih samskara, odnosno impresije u srcu.
Citta is no, why did you say it's when we would it's translated usually as materially contaminated consciousness, but if we would really analyze citta in terms of modern understanding, we would have to say the subconscious mind.
I ukoliko bi analizirali taj pojam citta, koji se obično prevodi kao materijalno zagađena svesnost, mogli bi prevesti na moderni način kao podsvest.
Yes, the subconscious mind. Did you say?
Podsvesni um.
Yes, podsvesni um. See, even a blind man who cannot see the object, or a blind woman who cannot see the object of the senses, has lusty desires.
I čak i slepa osoba koja ne može vidjeti objekat požudnih želja ima te požudne želje.
Why?
Zašto?
Because in his citta, in his subconscious mind, there are heavy samskaras, impressions of previous activities.
Zato što u njegovom toj podsvesnom umu nalaze se prethodne impresije tih požudnih aktivnosti i prethodnih života.
These impressions raise a vritti. This is all Vedic psychology which you hear now.
I te impresije dovode do stvaranja vritti.
Vritti is a thought wave.
I vritti, to je talas misli.
Interesting that the you have studied psychology? Yes. Interesting the way it is formulated. A thought wave. It's coming in a wave.
Taj talas misli.
Yeah, it's an interesting word, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in other words, you have done the lusty activities. And there is a permanent imprint, bang, in your consciousness.
Ili vi ste napravili požudnu aktivnost i onda ima taj utisak.
And from it come these waves.
I od toga dolaze ti talasi.
The more you had sex life.
I što više imate seksualni život.
The more you wanted.
To ga više želite.
You understand the principle?
Da li shvatate princip?
That's you know, some of you know, in my life I have this crazy karma to be together with rock and roll musicians sometimes, and the people are so restless because they so often broke the principles that always these waves come you almost have to pat them in the face, you know, listen to me, don't allow these waves going on.
U svom životu sam imao sam takvu karmu da sam se družio sa tim rock and roll muzičarima koji su imali toliko tog, kršili su principe, praktično imali su toliko tog nezakonitog seksa, i onda usled toga bi dolazili puno kod njih, puno tih talasa misli.
Yes, a lusty man or woman just needs to see a piece of wood and it starts the wave.
I požudni muškarac ili žena, za požudnog muškarca ili žene je dovoljno da vide čak i drvenu lutku i da onda talas tih misli krene.
And even if they don't see, it starts just on its own.
Ili čak i ako ne vide, onda on započne sam od sebe.
All sense gratification does this to you.
I sve vrste seksualnog uživanja to rade vama.
In Germany one says einmal ist keinmal. One time is no time.
Da, u Njemačkoj se kaže ta poslovica jedan kao ni jedan. Kako je jednom? Pa to sam mi rekao, jednom kao ni jednom.
Yes. But it's not a fact.
Ali to nije činjenica.
If you do something one time, it bang makes a stamp in your consciousness. Bang.
I ukoliko to učinite jednom, onda to napravi pečat u vašoj podsvesti.
And even if you like to rub it out, it stays there.
I čak i ukoliko pokušate da ga obrišete, on ostaje tu.
And it sends waves, thought waves, vrittis.
Da, i onda nastaju te vriti, ti talasi misli.
That's why some of us who are in Krishna consciousness think, oh, why didn't I join earlier?
I zbog toga neki od nas koji su svjesnosti Krišne razmišljaju na taj način, zašto se nisam ranije pridružio?
Why didn't I join at least before puberty?
Zašto se nisam pridružio barem pre puberteta?
Best is at two years old.
A najbolje je kao dvogodišnje.
Yes. But even those who joined with 16 years.
Ali čak i oni koji se pridružili sa 16 godina.
The thought waves come from the past life. It's so powerful.
Ti talasi i misli dolaze iz proteklih života, toliko su moćni.
Un momento. Was für ein Wasser hast du gewonnen? Was für ein Wasser? I'm sorry. Vom Leitung, vom Hahn. Mal sehen. It's this sense gratification is like a man eating tiger.
I to čulno uživanje je poput tigra ljudoždera.
Once it tastes blood.
Kada jednom on proba krv.
Blood is so sweet. Human blood, I mean.
Ljudsku krv.
It will want it again and again.
On će to želeti iznova i iznova.
That's why the tiger should never take human blood.
I to je razlog zašto tigar nikad ne treba probati ljudsku krv.
Then you almost have to shoot him.
Inače morate ga ubiti.
Yes, they are so dangerous.
Toliko su opasni.
So therefore that's the psychology behind it.
I to je ta psihologija iza toga.
And now anyways, if I get too complicated, then again no one will listen, so I have to just my dear devotees, please understand, there is a great illusion before you.
I dragi moji brahte, shvatite, postoji velika iluzija ispred vas.
For man this illusion is woman, and for woman this illusion is man.
Za muškarce ta iluzija žena, za žene ta iluzija muškarac.
I mean, for sense gratification.
Mislim za čulno uživanje.
If you can learn to practice, so this illusion has avidya as its root, or ignorance.
I ta iluzija za koren ima neznanje.
You think you are the body.
Vi mislite da ste ovo telo.
That's the second stage. It's called asmita, false ego.
I to je taj drugi stadium asmita, false ego.
Then comes raga. You become attached to material objects.
I onda dolazi raga. Postajete vezani za materijalne objekte.
And whatever you become attached to, unfortunately, you begin to hate it. The more you become attached, the more you will hate it.
I za ono zašto postajete vezani, to ćete kasnije više mrziti.
And in the end, you're totally absorbed in material life.
I na kraju ste potpuno apsorbovani u materijalnom životu.
There's only really one way which kills the snakes of ignorance.
I postoji samo jedan način koji ubija tu zmiju neznanja.
And we will talk about this later.
I govorit ćemo o tome kasnije.
For now. After talking about psychology, I will talk about Leela. I will tell you how lust works.
I nakon što smo govorili o psihologiji, govorit ćemo o Leeli, odnosno kako požuda djeluje.
Lust has a flower bow.
I lust ima, požuda ima taj luk od strela. Od sveća.
Sveća, yes. And has five arrows.
I ima tih pet strela.
Just a little while ago, I was preaching in some little town in Germany, I forgot. And someone gave me this bow.
I propovedao sam nedavno u jednom selu u Njemačkoj i jedna osoba mi je dala taj luk.
It was a bow to shoot a grizzly bear.
I to je bio luk koji, you know, za ubijanje medveda, grizzly.
Yes, this modern bows, they are really heavy. You really have to go like only you, then you think of Bali and then you go
I to je taj moderni luk, morate setiti Bali, a onda napraviti to.
Yeah, but alone, without thinking of Bali, you cannot finish the last.
Right? Ali ukoliko se ne sjećate, ne razmišljate o Bali, onda nećete moći napraviti taj posljednji.
So I had this bow in the hand, and I didn't have an arrow because I thought, well, I don't know, maybe I won't be able to just make it, and then the arrow will go through the wall and kill a baby on the other side of the apartment.
Onda nisam imao strelu jer razmišljam možda neću uspjeti u tome, onda sela možda proleti kroz zid i ubije bebu u drugom stranu.
So when you hear that Kamadev has a flower bow, don't think, oh yes, this is very weak, this is very harmless, what can a flower bow do really?
I nemojte misliti da kada čujete da Kamadev ima taj luk od cveća, nemojte misliti šta on može učiniti zapravo.
No, this bow cannot, this is stronger than the bow which kills a grizzly bear. It can kill 2000 slons.
I taj luk je puno jači od tog luka koji može ubiti grizzly medveda, on može ubiti 2000 slonova.
Arnold Schwarzenbecker, or whatever is his name, he is just a little fly, he is killed immediately by this bow.
I Arnold Schwarzenegger je poput male mušice, može biti ubijen odmah sa tim lukom.
Yes, this bow can kill the whole universe.
Taj luk može ubiti čitav univerzum.
So the first arrow,
i prva strela je,
is fascination.
Opčinjenost.
Sounds all right. You become totally fascinated. Oh, this particular person is different than the others.
Postajem potpuno opčinjeni. Ova osoba je potpuno različita od drugih.
He's not, or she is not, it's just an ordinary person.
On ili ona nisu samo obična osoba.
You know, sometimes when we were walking at the Donau, there was one couple was embracing on the top of this tower from where you jump for Plivanje.
I jednom dok smo šetali obalom Dunava, onda bio jedan par koji se nalazio na toj kuli gdje se skače za.
And at that moment they were both hit by the arrow.
I u tom momentu oboje su bili pogođeni sa tom strelom.
Or at least one of them, maybe the other was just taking the purse of the other. I mean, this is also possible nowadays, yeah.
I ili barem jedna osoba.
Yes. So I was thinking they were so fascinated with each other that they thought most probably that he is so special, but any person saw this is just a idiot from the village, you know.
I oni su bili toliko općini jedni drugim da su razmišljali, o pa bilo koja druga osoba, to je možda neki idiot sa sela.
But the girl was so fascinated, it meant there must have been an arrow in the heart.
I ta devojka bi bila isto toliko općina, mora da imala tu strelu.
And the boy also in a similar way with the girl.
Isto tako je taj dečak.
Stambana is the second arrow.
I to je ta druga strela.
It means you are totally attentive to the other person.
To znači da ste potpuno pažljivi prema drugoj osobi.
When people get attached to each other in a lusty way, you don't know because you all practice celibacy, but when people get attached in the material world to each other, they know everything about the other person and want to know everything about the other person also.
Vi možda ne znate to pošto praktikujete taj život celibata, ali u materijalnom svetu kada osoba postane opčinjena jedna drugom, onda želi znati sve o drugoj osobi.
They can feel, it's mystic, they can feel every thought of the other person.
I to je mistično, može osjećati čak svaku misl od druge osobe.
That means another arrow has hit the poor person in the
srce. To znači da ga je pogodila i druga strela u srce.
The third arrow is called unmarana.
I to je treća strela.
It means intoxication.
To znači intoxikacija.
You know, when you have alcohol or another intoxication, you function differently.
To znači kad imate alkohol ili neki drugo sredstvo, onda drugačije postupate.
Then comes soshana.
On dolazi soshana.
That is intense attraction.
To znači intenzivna, jako velika privlačnost.
And then tapana.
I tapana.
It means the whole body is in flames.
To znači čitavo telo je u plamenu.
That's usually in the midst of lusty activities.
I to je uglavnom u sredini požudnih aktivnosti.
So these arrows come one after the other.
I te strele dolaze jedna za drugom.
Yes, one up. Fascination.
Opčinjenost.
Attention.
Pažnja.
Intoxication.
Intoxikacija.
Intense attraction.
Intenzivna privlačnost.
Burning or inflaming.
I taj osjećaj plamena.
It's very heavy when it starts. Even Indra and sometimes many rishis get struck by these arrows.
I to je jako teško kada se desi, čak i Indra i Riši su pogođeni nekad tim strelom.
You might now ask, well, please tell us from which directions these arrows come, where do they emanate from?
Onda možemo pitati, pa iz kog pravca dolaze te strele, dakle one potiču.
The brahmacharis get their pants ready. It is described one area from where, through which Cupid or the Kamadev shoots, is through the eyes of the opposite sex.
I objašnjeno da jedna od tih oblasti kroz koje Kamadev ispaljuje te sele, to su oči suprotnog pola.
The lusty eyes, the lust-filled eyes.
Oči ispunjene požudom.
They speak languages which you as brahmacharis and grihastas in Krishna consciousness shouldn't even know what it is.
I one govore jezike za koje vi brahmačari ili grihaste ne treba čak ni znati.
Yes. Arrows also comes through the eyebrows.
I strele također dolaze od obrva.
That is not done so much in the West, but in India.
To nije toliko ovdje na zapadu, ali u Indiji.
Dancing eyebrows.
Te obrve koje plešu.
We are so primitive, you know, our Western bodies, they have no dancing eyebrows. It's good, maybe.
U našoj kulturi mislim toliko primitivni, naša tela nemaju takve obrve koje plešu, to može i dobro.
It comes mainly through glances.
I to dolazi kroz poglede generalno.
Therefore women in the materialistic way of life are trained to put, when they put shminka, especially the around the eye is very important.
I onda žene u materijalnom životu su trenirane kada se šminkaju baš da stave tu šminku okolo očiju, to je jako važno.
The wives of Ravana had 13 different colors from here to here. 13.
I Ravanina žena imala 13 različitih boja.
13
na kafu. 30.
Yes. You don't
30. Yes, I was thinking 13. Or 30.
No, 13.
13, okay. 13.
13, yes. From the this here to this.
Znači, duž obrve.
I can't imagine how.
Duž kapta.
I think it must look. But they must have done it very interesting somehow.
Mora da su nekako bile urađene jako interesantno.
Because they knew it all happened through here. Bang!
I onda ne znala sve se desilo odatle.
Yes. Therefore, sometimes In India, the brahmacharis are trained to not look into the eyes of women. But if we try to start this here, I mean, it will have a cultural conflict.
Znači u Indiji su brahmačari trenirani da ne gledaju nikada u oči, ali ukoliko bi s time započeli ovdje, došlo bi do tog kulturnog konflikta.
If you do not want these errors to happen in your life, you must train your mind.
I ukoliko ne želite da vam se dogode da budete pogođeni u životu tim stvarima, onda morate trenirati um.
And the only way is really if you put your mind full with Krishna conscious impressions. Otherwise you will fall into this.
Jedini način to je da vaš um preplavite tim utisima svesnim Krišne, inače ćete biti žrtva toga.
Yeah. I have written a verse from Vanbhatri Hari, which I like very much, and I would like to read it just as it is, but I can't promise that I find it.
Posjeta jedan stih koji bih želio da vam pročitam od tog nekog Bhatrahari.
So good. Anyways, I can tell you.
Reći ću.
I have left, he was a king.
On je bio kralj.
I have left my kingdom.
Napustio sam moje kraljevstvo.
I have left my four wives.
Napustio sam moje četiri žene.
I have left my power of control.
Napustio sam moju moć da kontrolišem.
Now the arms are my cushion.
Sada su moje ruke moj jastuk.
The floor of the desert is my bed.
I moj krevet je pustinja.
And the sky is my is the canopy under which I am resting.
I nebo to je to mjesto gdje se odmaram.
Everyone and everything has left me.
I svi su me napustili.
But one thing has not left me.
Ali jedna stvar me nije napustila.
Lust.
Požuda.
So now you all might say, all right, we have no chance, Sachinanda Swami. We come from the Western civilization. We grew up in Beogradski.
Vi sad možete reći to, za nas nema šanse, Sachinanda Maharaj. Mi smo svi rođeni u zapadnoj civilizaciji, odrasli smo u Beogradu.
We have grown up in Pohlepotski.
I odrasli smo u Pohlepi.
Pohlepi grad.
Pohlepni grad.
My dear devotees, I know what you are speaking about.
Dragi moji bhakte, znam o čemu govorite.
I also grew up in Hamburg.
Ja sam isto rastao u Hamburgu.
Let me, but there is encouragement.
Ali postoji ohrabrenje.
I will read to you a verse which tells you what you can do.
Pročitat ću vam stih koji će vam reći šta možete učiniti.
It first tells you what does not work.
I najprije će on reći ono što ne pali.
To give up lusty feelings.
Da napustite poželjne aktivnosti.
Not by wearing saffron cloth.
Ne oblačenje narandžaste odeće.
Not by restricting food and other sense activities.
Ne tako što se odričemo hrane i drugih čulnih aktivnosti.
Not by living in the forest.
Ne životom u šumi.
Even not by discussing philosophy.
Čak i ne diskutovanjem o filozofiji.
And not by observing a vow of silence.
I čak ne pomoću zaveta celibata.
But no, silence.
Tišine.
But only you laugh at the wrong place. This is very serious. It's about your spiritual life.
Ovo je jako ozbiljno.
Yes, yes. But only by even the slightest beginning of service.
Samo sa najmanjim početkom služenja.
Yes. To the lotus feet of Lord Govinda.
Lotusovim stopalima Govinde.
Who enjoys pastimes on the Yamuna's white banks.
Koji uživa u zabavama na obalama Yamune.
Is Kamadev stopped.
Samo tada je kamaden zaustavljen.
Now this is very interesting, this verse.
To je vrlo interesantan stih.
Once Kamadev,
jednom je Kamadev
said, came to Krishna.
Došao kod Krishna.
And said, my dear Krishna, I want to fight with you.
I rekao, dragi moj Krishna, hoću da se borim s tobom.
I have fought with everyone and defeated him.
I borio sam se sa svima i sve sam porazio.
Even I made Brahma so crazy to run after his daughter for sex life.
I čak sam i Brahmu napravio toliko ludim da je jurio za svojom čerkom za seksualnim životom.
See, you don't need to be ashamed if you have these desires. Even Brahma was defeated by Kamadev. What to speak of little Mr. Nothing, you know, from Beograd.
I nemojte biti posrameni, jer čak i sam gospodin Brahma je bio poražen, a kamoli neko od nas tako malih od Beogradu.
Now I want to fight with you.
Sada želim da se borim s tobom.
Okay, said Krishna.
Krishna rekao,
where do you want to fight with me?
Gde hoćeš da se boriš sa mnom?
In the fortress or in the open field?
U šumi ili na otvorenom polju?
Where should I be?
Gde da budem?
So Kamadev thought, this is a very interesting, clever question.
To je bilo inteligentno pitanje.
And he said, what do you mean with fortress?
I šta misliš sa time?
Well, it means I could just do like the yogis who close the gates of the senses like fortress.
Šta misliš sa tom tvrđavom? Misliš poput jogija koji zatvori sve te kapije?
Like a fortress. Do you know fortress? And,
to je tvrđava, yes.
Yes, like you have an Kalemegdan.
The old
Kalemegdan.
Tvrđava.
Yes. So, do you want me to fight like this with you?
I želiš da se borim sa tobom tako, na taj način?
Or in the open field?
Ili na otvorenom polju?
Ah, and thank you, said Kamadev. Yes, now. No, in the fortress it will be too easy. I have finished so many yogis, you have no idea.
I onda Kamadev je rekao, ne.
No problem for me.
Sa tim utvrđenjem, to nije problem za mene, to je bilo suviše lako.
I heard of your lila of rasa dance.
I čuo sam o tvojoj zabavi sa rasa plesom.
There you are together with many millions of beautiful ladies dancing in the middle of night.
Gdje si bio sa milionima prelepih žena sa kojima si plesao.
And I heard that this is totally transcendental.
I čuo sam da to potpuno transcendentalno.
I have no understanding of such thing.
I nemam razumevanja o takvoj stvari.
Usually when there's dance in this world, and it's so easy for me to shoot the arrows, but everyone says this is totally different, so I want to fight with you there.
I generalno kada postoji taj ples, za mene je vrlo lako da odapinjem te strele, ali ovo je nešto potpuno različito, zato bih želeo da se tamo borim s tobom.
Okay, said Kamadev, said Krishna, you can come, no problem.
Krishna rekao, u redu, možeš doći.
And Kamadev came and he saw the most beautiful women in the universe. These are the gopis. You cannot imagine the beauty of the gopis. It is not don't even try. It's not possible.
I Kamadev je došao tamo i onda ne možemo ni zamisliti lepotu gopija koje su bile tamo, najlepše u univerzumu, i ne treba ni da pokušamo.
Not possible.
Nije moguće.
Yes. It's spiritual beauty.
To je duhovna lepota.
And when Kamadev saw, he himself was overwhelmed.
I kada je Kamadev to video, on sam je postao poražen. Tako.
And he fell down unconscious.
I pao je u nesvest.
Just fainted.
On je svestio.
And whenever he woke up, he saw Krishna dancing, totally free from attachments of lust.
I kada god bi došao svesti, mogu vidjeti kako Krishna plesao potpuno neuznemiren, požudno.
And also the gopis, not a tinge of lust.
I isto tako i gopije, čak ni trunčica požude.
Only pure love.
Samo čista ljubav.
You don't know what pure love is.
Ne znate šta je čista ljubav.
We have no idea.
Mi nemamo ideju o tom.
We may say, some idea we have.
Možemo misliti imamo neku ideju.
Some comparison.
Neko poređenje.
No, give it up.
Ne, napustite to.
The example is just like iron and gold. It may appear to be similar, but it's not. It's so different, so categorically different.
I to je taj primjer sa zlatom i gvožđem. Može izgledati da je slično, ali čak nema poređenja, ne može se porediti.
Yes, this is how it... There's another verse which I have written down from the Bhagavatam, but unfortunately I'm not prepared so well. I just decided this during the darshan that we would hear about this. Well, so nice to be able to quote directly. Well, in the scriptures, I can just tell you from my memory, it's in the first chapter. It says, the process of yoga to control the senses and in this way not be agitated by the greatest enemy does not really work so well.
And u tom stihu iz Bhagavatam rečeno da taj proces joge da bi se vladalo čulima, da bi pobedio tog neprijatelja, on nije baš najbolji.
But someone who develops his natural attraction for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is protected.
Neko ko je razvio tu prirodnu privlačnost prema služenju Krišne, on je zaštićen.
Otherwise, no chance.
Inače nema šanse.
So you might ask yourself now, okay, Sashinanda Swami, I'm a passionate young man or I'm a passionate young woman, how should I see the opposite sex?
I onda možete pitati, dragi Sashinanda Swami, ja sam mladić ili devojka u strasti, kako mogu onda gledati suprotan pol?
It is described that in India, you know, any swami would give you the following tip.
I opisano je da u Indiji svaki swami će vam dati ovaj primjer.
First you should develop the cobra bath, then the mother bath, and then the atma bath.
To je trebate razvijeti ta tri stadijuma.
Yes. Cobra bath means just like you are afraid of a cobra, you should be afraid of the opposite gender.
Pa taj prvi kobra bav, to znači da kao kada biste vidjeli kobru, trebate biti tako uplašeni od suprotnog pola.
Then you should see all mothers, all women as your mothers. That's the second step.
Onda zatim drugi korak.
Srila Prabhupada trained us a little different. Of course there are many, many statements of Prabhupada, but I want to make it simple. He would recommend that we should see each other as servants of Krishna.
On je preporučio da mi jedne druge gledamo kao sluge Krišne.
I remember once there was a man who said to Prabhupada, I can't believe in Krishna.
I sećam se jednom bio jedan muškarac koji je rekao, ja ne vjerujem u Krišnu.
And Prabhupada said, why not?
I što Prabhupada pitao, zašto ne?
And he said, well, Krishna is immoral.
I onda on je rekao, pa Krishna je nemoralan.
He has so many women.
On ima toliko puno žena.
Everyone knows, even in art, it is this Rajasthani painting. It's a,
just svako to zna, to čak i umetnost u tim Rajasthani slikama se to prikazuje.
You know, but ever someone offended Krishna, Prabhupada was really heavy.
I znate, kad god bi neko uvredio Krishnu, Srila Prabhupada je bio vrlo heavy.
He really was heavy.
On bi znao biti jako heavy.
Because he loved Krishna.
Zašto je volio Krishna?
Oh, he loves.
On je volio Krishna. Voli Krishna. Da, on voli Krishna.
Yes, we should never speak in the past tense as if Prabhupada is not, no, that was a mistake.
On voli Krishna.
Yes, Prabhupada loves Krishna so much. And so he asked back, how many wives do you have?
I onda on ga pitao, koliko ti ima žena?
And the man was really hurt in his large and an ego, you know. What, how many wives? What a question, of course, only one.
I taj muškarac je bio pogođen u lažni ego, naravno, kako pitanje, pa jednu.
You are immoral.
Ti si nemoralan.
You have kidnapped a woman.
Ti si ukrao ženu.
Who belongs to someone else.
Koja pripada nekom drugom.
Your wife is Krishna's wife.
Tvoja žena je Krishna žena.
All women belong to Krishna.
Sve žene pripadaju Krishni.
All men also, by the way.
A svi muškarci.
So this is how Prabhupada taught us to see each other.
I to je način kako je Srila Prabhupada govorio kako trebamo vidjeti.
I remember in the year 1970 something, you know, I can't remember numbers. There was a quarrel between the brahmacharis, no, the sannyasis and the grihastas. The sannyasis were condemning the grihastas for living together with their wives.
I te 76. godine bio dosta taj veliki sukob između sannyasija i grihasta. Sannyasi su osuđivali grihaste zato što žive sa ženama i tako.
And as a result, Prabhupada grew extremely alarmed.
I zbog toga je Srila Prabhupada bio ekstremno alarmiran.
He knew that this type of ignorant and immature fighting could kill the combined or the cooperation of the devotees.
I on je znao da ti početnički sukobi mogu izazvati, mogu proizvesti do
kill the cooperation spirit.
Mogu ubiti taj duh saradnje.
Yes. We should our grihastas are great souls.
Naši grihasti su velike duše.
Who can serve the Sankirtan mission in very nice ways.
Koji mogu služiti Sankirtan misiju na vrlo lepe načine.
What we are speaking, what is not good is this breaking of the celibacy, the rules of celibacy.
Ono što nije dobro, to je kršiti te principe celibata.
Which are for grihastas different than for brahmacharis.
Koji su malo različiti za grihaste odnosno na brahmacari.
Yes. Krishna, this is so important for me to mention this in a country like Serbia where the temperament is so heavy sometimes. So therefore we should see also when we are in the brahmachari ashram and brahmacharini ashram, let us see each other as servants of Krishna, meant for the pleasure of Krishna.
I kada smo u Brahmačari i u Brahmačarini Ašamu, treba da posmatramo jedne druge kao sluge Krišne, namenjene za služenje Krišne.
But to tell you, sometimes when you feel that the vrittis come, the thought waves come,
i ponekad kada primetite da ti vriti, ti talasi misli dolaze,
it's sometimes helpful to practice the cobra bath.
I nekad je dobro praktikovati cobra bath.
That you don't come too close to a cobra.
Da se ne približavate suviše kobri.
That doesn't necessarily mean that cobras are bad things. They perform their function in the creation as anyone else.
To ne znači da su kobre neka loša stvorenja, oni također u kreaciji vrše svoju dužnost kao bilo ko drugi.
It means respect from the distance.
To znači poštovanje sa daljine.
Too close and it gets dangerous.
Suviše blizu postaje suviše opasno.
Even in grihastha ashram, sometimes we might have to practice this type of meditation. No? We better sleep in two different rooms.
Jer čak i u grihastha ashramu trebamo ponekad isto praktikovati to, bolje da spavamo u dve odvojene sobe.
These crazy vrittis can come.
Te lude misli mogu doći.
And lust enters, you know, conquers the gate of the imagination.
I požuda može pokoriti tu kapiju imaginacije.
Let us be honest.
Hajde da budemo pošteni.
We are weak people.
Mi smo slabi ljudi.
Even I believe 5,000 years ago, you know, there was an interesting scene which I would like to bring to your attention.
Čak i pre 5000 godina bila jedna interesantna scena On bi želeo da vam dovedem u vašu pažnju.
Vyasadev gave a lecture on Brahmacharya.
Vyasadev dao lekciju o Brahmacharya.
So one of his and he said, even if you are in the renounced order of life, these thought waves can still come and disturb you.
I onda on je rekao da čak i ukoliko ste u odvojenom redu života, ti talasi misli mogu doći uznemiriti vas.
So he had one very renounced disciple.
I on imao jednog jako odvojenog učenika.
Who was a scholar.
Koji je bio učenjak.
His name was Jaimini.
On je bio Jaimini.
Jaimini said, I'm sorry Guru Maharaj, but for me this is not possible.
I Jaimini je rekao, oprosti Guru Maharaj, ali za mene to nije moguće.
I'm really above this.
Ja sam zaista iznad toga.
Impossible.
Nije moguće.
Vyasadeva looked at him and didn't say anything.
I Vyasadeva ga pogledao i ništa nije rekao.
Next day he went for some mission, I do not know
what
the mission was. He went and in the evening Jaimini lived in his own ashram.
I Jaimini živio u svom ashramu, a Vyasadeva je naredni dan otišao nekim
poslom. Jaimini came home.
I Jaimini je došao kući.
And under a tree,
I pod drvetom,
he saw a woman.
I vidio ženu.
But dressed as a renounced woman.
Obučenu kao odvojenu ženu.
But she was very young and also admittedly quite attractive.
Ali ona je bila vrlo mlada i mora se priznati jako privlačna.
So Jaimini stopped and said, Namaste, you are here in this area. I've never seen you. You're traveling.
I Jaimini je došao, pozdravio i rekao je, nisam te vidio u ovoj oblasti do sada, ti na proputovanju si.
She said yes, and it's evening now. I don't have a place to sleep.
I ona je rekla da i sad ove noći nema mjesto gdje mogu ostati da spavam.
No problem. Come with me.
On je rekao, nema problema, ja imam ashram.
I don't know. You're quite young and I'm also young.
I onda on je rekao, pa ne znam, ti si mladi, ja sam također mladi.
I better go to Grihastas.
Bolje da odem kod Grihastas.
It's no problem. Why is ever... Just come along.
Jaimini je rekao, pa nema problema, samo možeš doći.
Since 30 years I'm following this Brahmacharya, I have no experience. Don't even talk about this, just come.
Onda rekao, pa 30 godina sam Brahmacharya, ali da ne razgovaram o tome, jednostavno dođi, nije
problem. So she came and Jaimini had only one hut.
I Jaimini, on je došao i Jaimini samo imao tu jednu kolibicu.
At that time he, I believe he had no disciples. This was just in the midst of nowhere, this ashram.
I onda,
I mean nowhere, obviously somewhere, but in the midst of, you know, nothing around, yes.
On u to vrijeme nije imao učenika i taj ashram se nalazio praktično
deserted,
da,
yes.
Jako daleko od bilo čega,
yes.
Bez kuću.
So yes, so she, so he said, you sleep in the hut and I will sleep before the hut.
I onda on je rekao, ti možeš spavati u kolibi, ja spavati ispred.
No problem, it's good season.
Nema problema, dobro je godišnje doba.
So then it started to rain like dogs and cats.
I onda je počela da pada kiša kao...
And he got all wet.
I on je bio potpuno mokar.
And it became very cold.
I postoje također vrlo hladno.
Strangely enough.
Vrlo čudno.
It was summer, but it became so... He went like...
Bilo je leto, ali odjedno je postalo tako hladno.
He banged at the door. I'm sorry, I have to come in. I have to do... I can't get so... This is, I'm getting sick like I'm preparing to die.
I onda on je zakucao i rekao, izvini, ne mogu ovako suviše hladno, razbolit ću se. On.
Oh, what will people say? And,
onda on je rekao, pa šta će ljudi reći?
I will sleep outside.
Ja ću spavati napolje.
No! Just stay inside.
Jaimini rekao, ma ne, možeš ostati unutra.
So then he also rested in the hut and fell asleep.
I onda on se odmarao u kolibi I zaspao.
And all of a sudden the imagination was there.
I onda jednom iznenada ta imaginacija je bila tu.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Oh, ona je tako lepa.
It must be more than nectar to touch her breast. This must be fantastic.
I mora da je nektar dotači njene grudi. Mora da je to fantastično.
And you know, I'm Jaimini, I'm quite famous. I think she will enjoy it like anything.
I ja sam Jaimini, jako sam poznat. Mislim da će ona to uživati.
And then the real nectar will start.
I onda će pravi nektar početi.
So, he couldn't control himself.
And, I on nije mogao da se kontroliše.
And just threw himself on the lady.
I onda skočio na damu.
And then when he was touching her face, there was a big beard.
I onda kada je dotakao njeno lice, velika brada.
And then he heard the voice of his spiritual master. Jaimini!
Jaimini!
What's wrong with you? And then light was made, he saw Vyasadev! How embarrassing!
Kako postiđujuće.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Kako postiđujuće.
Imagine the situation.
Zamislite tu situaciju.
Better not.
Bolje ne.
See, said Vyasadev.
I onda je Vyasa rekao, vidiš?
I told you.
Rekao sam ti.
You didn't believe.
Nisi mi verovao.
You are a fool.
Ti si budala.
So Vyasadev, we know, is no one else than Krishna.
He's
the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and he had taken on this form, he had brought the rain and the cold.
I to je literalna inkarnacija Krishna I on je poprimio taj oblik I sve napravio, doveo kišu, hladnoću.
Yes. So let us be careful.
I hajde da budemo pažljivi.
Let us not be arrogant fools.
Da ne budemo arogantne budale.
Let us be careful.
Trebamo biti pažljivi.
Little cobra bath is all right.
Malo kobra bava je dobro.
But it doesn't mean to speak bad about the other gender.
Ali ne znači da trebamo govoriti loše o drugima.
If you start talking, oh, the women are like this, the women are like this, or the mushkatskis are like this.
Ukoliko budemo početi da govorimo na taj način.
Yes. Then you will just fill your mind with women or with men.
Samo ćemo ispuniti svoj um sa ženama ili muškarcima.
Better. Little cobra bar, but keep it for yourself.
Na, bolje je malo cobra bar, ali trebamo zadržati to za sebe.
Then when no danger is there, mother bar.
Onda kad nema opasnosti, mother bar. Majka.
Then the higher stage where you see everyone as servant of Krishna.
Na taj viši stadion kada svakog vidimo kao slugu Krishna.
As souls in different bodies.
Kao duše u različitim telima.
Prabhupada also said things which was very alarming for he also shocked his disciples. Had to shock his disciples sometimes to not that they wouldn't become just too careless.
Srila Prabhupada ponekad govorio tako te alarmantne stvari samo da bi malo šokirao svoje učenike da ne postanu suviše nepažljivi.
But if we just develop the cobra bath,
ali ukoliko samo razvijemo cobra bath,
like these Mayavadis do, that will also not work.
Kao Mayavadi, to također neće paliti.
We must have Krishna inside here.
Moramo imati Krishnu unutra.
In the fourth chapter, Krishna says, after having come to knowledge, you will see all living entities as my parts, and you will never fall back into illusion again from this.
I u četvrtom poglavlju Krishna kaže da kada dođemo do znanja,
Krishna kaže, yes.
Onda ćemo vidjeti sva živa bića kao moje deliće I nikad više nećemo pasti u tu iluziju.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much for listening to this lecture. I hope that I have helped all of you with some practical hints.
Hvala puno što ste slušali ovu lekciju I nadam se da sam pomogao sa nekim praktičnim savjetima.
Both men and women.
I muškarcima I ženama.
You know, when I used to preach about this subject matter, I used to upset a part of my audience.
I kada propovedam ovim temama, ponekad uznemirim deo moje publike.
Sometimes the married women would all get on my case and write me letters and you know and so on.
Ponekad udate žene se bave mojim slučajem I pišu mi pisma.
And first I was alarmed and thought, what is this new ISKCON movement, emancipation of the women, you know, freedom for the... But I learned that it's not that. It is correct if we speak offensive against anyone. That's very, very bad. And I have learned from this that it's very important to address them. But the problem is not man and the problem is not woman. The problem is lust. This must be recognized.
I onda sam naučio iz tih proteklih iskustava da je treba biti naglašeno da problem nisu ni muškarci ni žene, nego problem je požuda.
Yeah, you think the man is the problem or the woman is the problem, you are totally in illusion. You will never overcome lust.
I ukoliko mislite žene su problem I muškarci su problem, onda se potpuno iluzije.
The problem is with you, like always.
Nećete nikad pobediti iluziju, problem je sa vama, kao I uvek.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions?
Da li ima pitanje?
Yes.
Can you say, for example, when some brahmachari is easily getting angry, or if the grihasthas are saying, okay, they're following for religious principles, but they're also fighting all the time, can you say that this is also the same thing, or is it lust, but this is some sacrifice?
You will be interested to hear what the great Acharya Vallabha Baladev Vidyabhushana has to say an answer to this question.
I može ti biti interesantno čuješ o tome što veliki Acharya Baladev Vidyabhushana kaže o tome.
He is really the psycholog in our line.
I on je zaista psiholog u našoj...
U
duhovnom smislu.
But he is also respected in India by, you know, by the... what you would say, the psychologists who learn in the modern schools.
Ali on je također poštovan u Indiji od strane tih svetovnih psihologa.
He's really good.
On je zaista dobar.
Really good. He's really. Rupa Goswami is also respected a lot.
I Srila Rupa Goswami također bio jako poštovan.
And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, because they are just phenomenal.
I Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, zašto je zaista fenomenal.
So Baladev Vidyabhushana, in explaining in the 16th chapter, this verse which I have quoted, the three gates which go to hell, says like this.
I onda Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana u objašnjenju tog 16. poglavlja I tog stiha, naročito te tri kapije, kaže ovako.
He analyzes anger.
On analizira gnev.
He says, when lust is not satisfied,
I on kaže, kada požuda nije zadovoljena,
anger comes.
Onda dolazi gnev.
But when there is no obstacle to lust,
ali kada nema prepreke za požudu,
then greed comes.
Onda dolazi pohlepa.
You know, the people engage in lusty activities and there is no obstacle and then they just got mad with greed.
Oni i kada se ljudi angažuju u tim požudnim aktivnostima i nema nikakvih prepreka, onda oni postaju potpuno ludi od te pohlepe.
So anger is seen as unsatisfied lust.
I gnev se može vidjeti kao nezadovoljena požuda.
Now I can imagine there are also other types of anger.
I onda ne mogu zamisliti da mogu zamisliti da postoje druge vrste gneva.
For instance, if certain expectations are not met, then you are getting also angry.
Na primjer, kada neka očekivanja nisu ispunjena, onda se također razgnevite.
But expectations very often have to do also with lust.
Ali ta očekivanja često jako puno imaju toga sa požudom.
But maybe not always. I'm not so spiritual psychology is a very broad subject matter, and I'm not an expert at all in this, so I don't want to say something which is wrong. I can mention not all anger comes from
I ne znam, možda ne sve te vrste gneva da dolaze od požude. Ja nisam tako ekspert, jer ta duhovna psihologija je jako široka tema.
Yes. Like if someone, you know, does something to the... I remember yesterday in the night I read about how Prabhupada got one time angry and he took his cartels and swung it at some person, you know, almost coming like this close.
I onda pročitao sam jedan događaj kada se Šrila Prabhupada jednom tako raznevio i kada je svoje karatele zavrtao gotovo poput mača na neku osobu.
I think our Bali is interested. This is a unheard ninja weapon, the karatals.
Vjerojatno će Bali biti zainteresan, to je ninja oružje o kome nismo čuli.
Because this man actually, what he did is he wanted the devotees to jump from the stage and dance in the audience, and he started to drag pull devotees at the dhotis down the stage, and he also was grabbed a Mataji and dragged him on the zari. And when Prabhupada saw this, he just like a bullet shot from his Vyasa son.
I onda taj čovjek je želao da bakte dođu u publiku da plešu, i onda je vukao brahmačarje, bakte, ali isto tako i mataji za odeću sarije, i onda kada je Prabhupada to vidio, onda je skočio poput bika sa Vyasa
sana. Yeah, he did not only speak of protecting matajis, he actually did it himself.
On nije samo govorio o zaštiti mataji, nego je to sam učinio.
Yes, wonderful. So, yeah. So not all anger. I mean, but now you might say, but that's Prabhupada. But no, there are situations where someone does something foolish and you get angry. It has nothing to do with lust. Yeah.
Postoji isto situacija kad neko uradi nešto zaista budalasto i vi postanete jako ljuti i gnevni, i to nema ništa sa požudom.
Anger is very bad, Ishvari.
Gnev je jako loš.
It's described, it is like poison which goes through the whole system.
On je poput otrova, opisano je da on poput otrova koji prolazi kroz čitav telesni sistem.
And it kills the discrimination.
I ubija moć razlikovanja.
I heard once that once there was a woman in an Indian village who quarreled with her, the neighbor.
I onda sam čuo da je bila jedna žena koja se u Indiji koja se svađala sa svojim susjedom.
Very angry.
I bila je jako ljuta.
And, you know, in India they breastfeed the woman breastfeed the baby, and she was quarreling and her baby was eating or drinking, you know.
I onda znate u Indiji isto kada žene doje decu, i onda to je bio taj slučaj, ona je dojela bebu i svađala se istovremeno.
So when finally she had now I have said it and went home, and she looked at her baby, the baby had died.
I onda kada je pomislila to, konačno sam rekla sve, ono, i kada se okrenula da krene kući i kada pogledala bebu, primetila je da je dete umrlo.
Yes, because that poisons the body not only mentally but physically. You get very dangerous.
zato što to ne samo da truje telo na tom suptilnom nivou, suptilnom telu, nego isto tako i fizički, pošto to je jako opasno.
I think I should take a photo from you. Whenever I need enthusiasm, I will just look at your photo. Will you allow me? Please, I'm sorry that, yes, please. Yes.
I want to ask in the connection with what Rama explained to us that even he became, how he said,
influenced by lust, yes.
Lust by his eros of cooking. But yes. Sometimes also happened to us, especially in the summertime.
Of course. Of course.
No,
springtime is the verses. In Germany, springtime, you just go like, hopefully it's over soon, because there will be so many who will marry. It's so strange. In Mayapur, one devotee, he was just initiated a week ago, totally fell in love, and all of a sudden the color was out of his dhoti. And to marry, you know, it's so strong, it makes you like springtime, not only summertime, springtime.
Ooh.
It's all right. Yes. Yes. No, you must do exactly like Lord Brahma.
Trebaš učiniti isto što je gospodin Brahma.
Now, am I telling Bhakti Granta to leave his body?
Sad, ali kažem Bhakti Granti da napusti telo?
Listen very carefully now.
Slušaj sad jako pažljivo.
Brahma has only a subtle body.
Gospodin Brahma ima samo suptilno telo.
If we want to follow Brahma's example, we have to give up the mentality. Then we give up the, you know, we are free from it.
I kada ukazujemo gospodina Brahmu, onda trebamo napustiti taj mentalitet i onda ćemo postati slobodni.
That's what he did.
I to ono što on učinio.
The mentality, Bhakti Granta, is that you think you are the enjoyer.
I taj mentalitet to je da misliš da si uživalac.
When you see the woman, oh, wouldn't it be nice, you know, to enjoy, and then you, that's when you become contaminated.
I kada vidimo ženu, mislimo, to je tako fino bilo uživati, yes. Onda postanemo kontaminirani.
In your imagination, it's called kalpana in Sanskrit. In your kalpana, this impression of enjoyment comes up.
I u toj, toj mašti dolazi do tog kalpana, tako se naziva, znači ta želja za uživanjem.
It's really only an imagination, it's not real.
To je zapravo samo mašta, to nije stvarno.
Even the act of, you know, sense gratification, it's wasting blood. I mean, not wasting, it's losing blood.
I čak sam taj akt čulnog uživanja, to je gubljenje krvi.
Yeah. There is, if you are interested in Ayurveda, what happens during this?
U Ayurvedu šta se dešava tom prilikom?
One drop of semen,
jedna kap semena,
is made from 40 drops of blood.
Za jednu kap semena je neophodno 40 kapi krvi.
let me say how it works.
Da kažem kako to deluje.
You take food,
uzmete hranu,
that gets digested,
ona biva stvarena,
transforms into blood,
transformuje se u krv.
Now this blood transforms into flesh.
I onda ta krv se preobraža u meso.
Or builds up flesh.
Ili izgrađuje meso.
Then fat.
Onda masnoću.
Then marrow. Marrow is what's in the bone.
I onda to je srž u kostima.
Yeah. Knochenmark. And then semen.
I onda semen.
So you can see semen is really the essence.
I možete vidjeti seme zaista suština.
Yes. Semen nourishes the body,
seme hrani telo,
the mind and the intellect.
Um i intellect.
So if you are a brahmachari, then this is nourished.
I onda ukoliko ste brahmachari, to vas hrani.
But perfect brahmachari is very difficult. They not even in the mind they think of sex.
Ali perfektan savršeni brahmachari, to je jako teško da on čak ni umu ne razmišlja o seksu.
So those who all the time lose semen.
Onda oni koji uvek gube semen,
especially during sexual intercourse.
A specijalno tokom tog akta čulnog uživanja.
They become slabby and body and sritski. And intellectually,
in a postoje slabi u telu, u srcu, intelektom.
Yes, intelektom. Yes. They become totally weak.
Postoje potpuno slabi.
They have no brain to understand spiritual life.
I nemaju mozga da shvate duhovni život.
Even not if they drink a ton of milk every day.
Čak ni ukoliko piju tone mlijeka dnevno.
It's very dangerous.
To je jako opasno.
Therefore, in all civilizations this sexual intercourse is regulated.
I zbog toga u svim civilizacijama taj seksualni čin je reguliran.
Only the Western civilization, you know, after the Victorian times, which were also crazy, you know, just went berserk.
I onda samo taj zapadni svet nakon tog viktorijanskog doba je potpuno.
You are here from Yugoslavia, but I tell you, when I went to school, the schoolboys demonstrated that for a room in the school where there would be free sexual enjoyment from morning till evening. They would just say to one girl, come on, let's use the room, you know, and then afterwards there would be shower facilities available for refreshment and you know, eating and nice music and animal.
I onda vama je to neobično možda ovdje pošto iz Jugoslavije, ali recimo na zapadu postoje, čak u školama postoje sobe gdje učenici imaju, znači čulno uživaju i tako.
Yes. My generation.
Da, i to još, znači, u generaciji.
Yeah. I'm so lucky that I was only 16 when I joined. I'm so lucky, I can't explain.
Tako sam srećan da sam imao samo 16 godina kada sam se priključio. Ne mogu vam objasniti koliko sam srećan.
Milost.
To je milost.
See, when we talk about these subject matters, that's why I'm always so, one has to be careful. Either two things, two reactions. One is that everyone will laugh at the wrong place. That's very bad.
Inače, kad govorimo o ovim temama, postoje dve reakcije. Jedna je da će se publika smijati na pogrešnim mjestima.
The audience will get angry when you talk about brahmachari.
Ili publika će se razljutiti kad govorite o brahmachari.
Because this great illusion is not easy to see through.
Jer nije lako vidjeti kroz tu veliku iluziju.
It's not natural to have a free sex.
I nije prirodno da imamo slobodan seks.
It is very bad.
To je vrlo loše.
Our civilization is a killing civilization.
I naša civilizacija je samoubilačka civilizacija.
Yes. is not some phonetic statement. It is really, they don't know anything about this. If they would know about, well, that's only one of the terrible mistakes they make. They make you know better than me, they do so many mistakes, yes.
I to nije, nije
Krishna, Krishna.
To nije prefanatično, to je potpuno istina i oni rade isto tako i toliko puno drugih grešaka.
So, Bhakti Granta, fill your mind with Bhakti Granta.
Bhakti Granta, iskuti um sa Bhakti Granta.
Regarding to this transformation of blood into sand, it's also said that the final thing is actually the ojas, which is supporting the brain power.
Right, right. I forgot to say. Yes.
According to Ayurveda, it said that by man the ojas is naturally flowing upwards and by women downwards, and that shows that, that it's like this: that the women have more beauty and attraction outwardly, and the men more the intelligence.
But yes.
How we apply it in Krishna consciousness, because the women also turn this process around, or and the materialists by the man, they also not all the time so intelligent. The process turning also around, that those are.
This is one of Gurgopad's extremely esoteric questions. It's very correct. He is very detailed and so. No, it's not something wrong what he says, but many of you will not understand what he talks about. So I will not even. I will tell you privately because I will lose the audience.
Odgovorit ću ti je privatno na ovo pitanje, da ne bih izgubio publiku.
Yes. Yeah. See? Loud. Have you understood?
Yes. Pa, Atman Prabhu je pitao da je rečeno da čak i slepe osobe postoje uznemirene sa požudom, ali sa druge strane se kaže da da te kada kada čula dođe u kontakt sa čudnim predmetima, da tek onda dolazi do razvoja požude. I sad kako to spojiti te stvari?
Not only by contemplating the object of the senses, lust appears.
Ne samo kontempliranjem na čudne objekte da se požuda javlja.
Also, lust arises from previous lusty activities.
I požuda se također javlja od proteklih požudnih aktivnosti.
And then it's there.
I onda ne tu.
Remember the night.
Seti se noći.
Not this night or whatever. Sometimes in the night you have a dream.
No, noć je voli. Ponekad noć imamo neki san.
It happens.
To se dešava.
You don't look at anyone.
Nikog ne gledam.
Yeah. It's internal. This is explained in the 11th canto in great detail.
I to objašnjeno u 11. pevanju sa puno detalja.
The Kumaras, four Kumaras have a complicated question to Lord Brahma which he can't answer.
I četvorica Kumara su imali jako komplikovano pitanje za gospodina Brahmu koje nije mogao da odgovori.
And it is about this subject matter.
I to je bilo o toj temi.
They asked, how will we ever become free of the objects of the senses?
I oni su pitali kako ćemo mi ikad biti slobodni od čudnih objekata.
Because even if they are gone,
jer čak i kad oni odu,
if we don't see them,
čak i kad ih ne vidimo,
we remember, misli,
sećamo se.
So, no chance for us.
Nema šanse za nas.
Brahma hears this and his intelligence is blocked, he cannot answer.
I onda Brahma je to čuo i njegova inteligencija blokirala, nije mogao da odgovori.
Ishviniti, don't know the answer. But what we can do is we pray for an incarnation of the Lord.
I onda on je rekao, ja ne znam odgovor, ali ono što možemo učiniti to je da se molimo za inkarnaciju gospodina.
And then Hansa avatar comes.
I onda se pojavio Hansa avatar.
Beautiful swan.
Predivni labud.
With a crown.
Sa krunom.
How beautiful. And an effulgence.
I jako blješto.
And he gives the example. The answer. And what he says is, I don't remember all, but the essence really is, you have to put Krishna into your mind, then you are free from the objects.
Suština od njegovog odgovora je bila, trebamo staviti Krishna um i na taj način ćemo biti oslobođeni svih tih.
The Krishna sun will drive the darkness out.
Sunce Krishna će raskrižiti tu tamu.
Not only by contemplation of the objects or the senses.
Ne samo kontemplacijom na čudne objekte.
Or that a contemplation means also, by the way, an internal process. Contemplation, but the word is dhyato. I think dhyato means like seeing. Not only by this.
Znači, to se odnosi također, to je unutrašnji proces kontemplacije, ali dhyato se odnosi specifično baš na to, kada vidimo.
Yes. Okay, this seems to be, yes, what is your name again? Miloš, yes.
Kako se ova treća strela kojom Bože da to je ima intoksikacija, kako to može nabaviti?
He asked about the third arrow intoxication in the case of the devotees, how this manifests.
Maybe some grihastas can tell you how it works.
Možda ti neki grihaste mogu reći kako to deluje.
They think of the wife all the time.
Razmišljaju samo o svojoj ženi sve vreme.
And when you tell, yes, what? We are in the lecture. They are, an intoxicated man is miles away sometimes. And Wiesbaden, I once gave a lecture and the intoxicated man came in and he lied down in the lecture.
I onda u Wiesbadenu sam dao lekcije, došao jedan intoksicirani čovjek i ležao je na lekciji.
We had to carry him out.
Morali smo ga iznijeti napolje.
He was in a different world.
Bio u drugom svetu.
Oh, how nice the floor. Jup.
Kako bio on parke dom.
Dobra atmosfera for the lesson. So in the same way, if the grihasta man or the grihasta wife think of each other, then they are totally in a different world. It sometimes happens.
Na sličan način kada grihasta muškarac ili grihasta žena razmišljaju jedno drugim skroz u drugom svetu.
I once in Berlin there was a painter.
Jedno u Berlinu bio jedan slikar.
And she made a painting of Lord Chaitanya.
I ona je naslikala sliku gospodina Chaitanya.
And it looked exactly like the boy she was in love with.
I potpuno izgledao
the face.
Kao njegovo lice je bilo poput
the same primitive nose, you know.
Poput dečaka koga je bila zaljubljena.
When I was seeing the picture the first time, I went like, ha, 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 no one could understand why I was laughing.
I kada sam vidio sliku, jako sam se smijao, niko nije shvatio zašto sam se smijao.
But I didn't tell anyone because...
Ali nisam rekao nikom.
She was a malo privatni i yes. Yes. Krishna, yes, yes. Well, you just painted Krishna with an eyebrow. You can think a little upward now, a little downward now, you know. I think you should, maybe because you are a painter and you want to paint picture Krishna properly, you should get more information how exactly the eyebrows run. The different styles of eyebrows. One go like this, and one go like this, and then this. Some go more like... There are different possibilities. No eyebrow, I think, is the same.
Pošto slika, kad slikaš Krišnu, mislim da trebaš imati više informacije o njegovim obrvama, pošto postoje te različite tipovi obrva koje ima.
It is described that his eyebrows dance.
Je objašnjeno da njegove obrve plešu.
It's very difficult to paint, I know.
Teško naslikati, znam.
And then Krishna, he looks like this to his devotees. Sidelong glances, he looks this way, but his eyes go this way.
I onda Krishna izgleda tako svojim bhaktama, njegove oči idu u jednom pravcu, a obrve u drugom.
And the color of his eyes are very special.
A boja njegovih obrve je jako specijalna.
There is the iris is like it's a little reddish.
I kapci su pomalo zenite.
Yes.
Su crvenkasti.
Yes. Like the rising sun.